Tags on news, stirring up controversy.
Tags on news.
Tags on news,
check boo in the industry.
Tags on news.
All right, everybody, welcome to CAGcast episode number 234. I am Cheapy D from the depths of Tokyo. Hunkered down in a broken down subway tunnel.
Really? Like Metro 2033?
Yes. My whole life is now Metro 2033. And everyone's speaking Russian now, too, here.
That's crazy.
Weird. Hello, Wombat.
Hello. How's it going?
Fine. Shipwreck?
It's going fine. I'm above ground, so I'm doing well.
No Russians?
No Russians. That's correct.
Yeah. Well, we didn't do a show last week, but, everything's pretty fine here. I don't know what they're showing on the news back in America. Probably nothing. Probably Libya, right? Moved on to Libya.
Yeah, I think we move quickly, disaster to disaster.
Right. It's hard to compete with a war.
March Madness does well.
March Madness is popular. Yeah. It's, when you see those missiles flying through the air, that's, people want to watch that. They don't really want to see sad Japanese people or dead Japanese people.
I've had enough sad Japanese people. Show me brown people getting blown up.
Right. Show me $2 million worth of missiles blowing up brown people now.
Selfish Americans.
Like the day after we recorded our last podcast, the last CAGcast, we went to Osaka for the weekend because a lot of people in Tokyo sort of just wanted to, move a little further away from the nuclear reactors. Not necessarily, not really going to New York or anything, but, you get on a train, it's a nice easy trip, visit Osaka grandma, and, we stayed in a hotel. Ty stayed with us. See, the best part about going to Osaka is Ty stays with Osaka grandma. And Mama and Papa get a hotel, which is like, Wombat, that's a pretty amazing get right there.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't need to explain anymore.
No, we don't need to draw us a picture.
So finally, I'm in Osaka. Yeah, it's always fun.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking at all.
it's always fun when you're packing for a trip like that and you're like, all right, how many rubbers am I going to bring? 3-day trip. I'll probably bring like 5 rubbers. And, and then you come back and you have 4 rubbers left.
I was going to say, I was thinking I'm sure she looked at you and said, we could sleep now, right?
Yeah, it's. But I'm in Osaka. I figured, okay, it's safe for me to finally turn on the TV and see what's going on. Because, I don't need to watch people getting, typhooned away all day long. But I figure now that I'm farther away, let's check it out. They announced, they started invading Libya. Like within the first hour of our trip, they started invading Libya. And they left the Japan coverage. But everything's pretty cool here. I mean, you can find milk on the shelves. Maybe water is sold out at most vending machines, if not all vending machines, because of the little radiation water scare that lasted, I think, a day. Other than that, everything's okay.
How about Tommy Lee Jones flavored coffee drinks? Are those still in the vending machines?
Boss coffee? Plenty of Boss coffee available for everybody. Tommy Lee Jones is one of the American celebrities who will do commercials in Japan. And not only just do commercials, but do very sort of degrading commercials. He plays like this sort of super sad sack character. I don't know. You can't even call it a character because he basically just stands on screen for 30 seconds looking like a toolbox and something happens, coffee, like someone holds up a can of coffee or drinks it at some point. That's basically the commercial. But so everything's fine. Don't worry, everybody. That's my update. That's my Tokyo update.
That's
everything's
awesome.
Not fine for the people who, who lost everything, including their lives up north. But for people in Tokyo, everything's fine.
All right, then.
Whew, that's the update.
I appreciate that. I was worried.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard from you in about 2 weeks, so.
Right. You want to do some show feedback?
There really isn't much, especially because you just went over everything that kind of relates to the show feedback.
Okay.
So, You know, the only thing that I will mention is Whip Smart Banky said, not only does Dr. Pepper unlock digital content, but it unlocks Shipwreck's bowels too. I can say that I did follow through on my promise to you.
You did. You hooked me up. I got the Cayman S, right? That's the Porsche.
Cayman.
Isn't it Cayman? A Cayman? I don't know.
I thought it was just is it Cayman?
Cayenne, isn't it?
Cayenne is the SUV.
That's the SUV.
Oh, okay. This is a different car.
I don't know.
This is the four-door, the four sedan.
Cayman.
Yeah.
I say it with a touch of the island flavor, man.
No, you say it like you lived in Japan too long. Cayman.
That happens a lot, actually.
Unintentionally racist. Yep.
Well, it does happen.
That was pretty intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I haven't driven it yet. I've been playing Gran Turismo 5, mostly.
Nice.
But thank you.
Anytime. Nice. So I say we just move right into new releases, because really all anyone wanted to know is how you were doing.
Okay, yeah, everything's cool. This past weekend, a couple of days ago, we went away last week and went to a hot spring hotel, which was nice to get away also.
Are there fewer tourists in Japan right now?
I think like right now, the sort of all the foreigners who fled Japan are coming back like this week.
Okay. I was going to say, like, now would be the time to go to that restaurant you've always wanted to try.
Exactly. I mean, most of the restaurants are pretty empty that we go to. But I think it's coming back.
You should have gone to the insane asylum-themed restaurant while there was no wait.
Right. I'm sure there wouldn't have been. But did I tell you last week the story? I mean, I know my wife put it on Twitter, sort of, but about the guy who...
I think you said it on the show, too. Yes, you
did I say it on the show?
You said it on the show, too.
Well, I think he came back.
Because my wife commented on it after.
Okay, so. Okay, yeah. The guy, he came back, and I don't know. That's fine, you know? Yeah. What's bad about going to L.A.? Although he got more radiation on that trip going to L.A. than we got staying.
Speaking of tragedies, I went to Applebee's the other day, and it was terrible.
I would imagine it would be terrible.
Someone gave me a gift card to Applebee's, so we went. That place is disgusting.
Is it worse than Fridays?
It is worse than Fridays. Don't eat at Applebee's.
Fridays in Manhattan was like always extra bad, I remember.
Yeah, it was. It is extra bad in Manhattan. Fridays I'm not a fan of either, but if given the choice, I would go with Fridays over Applebee's.
Yeah,
pretty much there is a choice on every street corner in Ohio. You can either go to the Applebee's or the Fridays. Either one.
Even Fridays is even bad here. And usually, like, Japan can take a shitty American franchise and make it, you know, 20% better,
You mean reconstituted food in bags doesn't taste good anywhere? One of the chances.
See, like, here they would actually probably use, like, maybe fresher food or something.
Fresher bags of sauce?
Like, maybe something that would be frozen in America. I don't know. It seems like even, like, Outback is better here. Well, maybe.
Outback is pretty good here.
Yeah, Outback is good everywhere. I like Outback.
Yeah, Wendy's was extra good here, but they went out of business.
Stupid Wendy's.
People didn't appreciate the extra goodness they got from Japan.
You can't trust a redhead.
Right.
One from Ohio as well.
That's right.
Exactly. You can't trust an Ohio redhead. You know, the first name was Ohio Red. That was the original name of the restaurant.
Is that true?
No. Oh.
Was it from Ohio?
It is. It's from Columbus.
Yes, Columbus.
Okay.
Dave Thomas owned a Kentucky Fried Chicken in Columbus, Ohio. And then went out on
his
own.
I don't want to pay 30% back to...
That's basically what happened.
KFC?
Yeah, he didn't want to. He wanted his own. He wanted his own 30%.
Of course. He got it.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah. Speaking of burgers. Something just fell.
Speaking of Ohio Red.
Yeah, speaking of Ohio Red, why doesn't Ohio Red take us through the new releases?
Okay. There are a lot of them, actually, this week. We'll talk about some of the ones we passed over last week when we get to the stuff we've been playing, like Crysis 2 and that Ghostbusters game on Xbox Live Arcade.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, we pretty much covered the Ghostbusters game, so I guess we don't have to talk about that later.
No, we don't.
This week, yeah, there's a lot of kind of middling stuff, but big releases. Tiger Woods came out this week. Shift 2 Unleashed, which I'm supposed to be getting in, came out. NASCAR, the game 2011. I've played some of that, actually. That is pretty much as good as what you think it would be.
It's NASCAR.
Do you drive in a circle?
I do. I'm driving as... I went through, like... You get to pick from all these actual NASCAR drivers, or at least I assume they're actual NASCAR drivers. There's a guy named Scott Speed. That just sounds made up to me, but...
I ran out of licensed NASCAR drivers.
They play Jed Clampett Jr. Isn't that one of the NASCAR drivers?
My wife actually asked, there's like this guy that's doing the narration or whatever when you're starting out and doing a tutorial. She thought it was Jeff Foxworthy, but it ended up not being Jeff Foxworthy. Right. But it definitely has that down-home vibe to it. And I'm playing as Danica Patrick because I knew who she was.
Down-home? What's a down-home vibe?
Country.
Country.
Oh okay.
Yeah. But yeah,
like
I'm playing
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. We have a lot of those, too.
Yeah, we don't have those here. There are no Cracker Barrels in New York.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Well, we have black people, and...
My like goodness.
Is that why? There used to be Cracker Barrels, though.
Well,
in,
no,
like,
Cracker Barrel is notoriously a racist place. I lived with...
What? Wait a minute. What?
You didn't know? I lived with an African-American female for about 3 years. And whenever we would go on a road trip, she refused to go into Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. I just Googled it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Complaints of pattern of alleged racial discrimination against guests.
Yeah, I'm not making this up. It's not a slight against African American people. It's a slight against Cracker Barrel.
They've paid out $2 million for race and sexual harassment at just the three restaurants.
I like how new releases turn into is Cracker Barrel racist talk.
Yeah, I'm interested about it.
I know. It is interesting.
Yeah, and racial discrimination and its treatment of guests.
Okay, let's move on.
Like, what do they do? Like, a black person comes in the store and they say, oh, I'm sorry, we have no seats?
Yes, that's exactly what they do.
That's what they did?
Yeah, they'll be, oh, no, sorry, we're out of that. Like, whatever the person would order, they wouldn't have.
Water. I have a glass of water.
You can have a glass of water outside.
Right. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yep.
Hmm.
Hence, no Cracker Barrels in New York.
I doubt that. That seems like a per location type of thing. I mean, the Cracker Barrels are all over the place. They can't all be racist.
Look at you, Mr. Cracker Barrel. What's next, Cracker?
So NASCAR. I'm planning on doing a video for that, a green screen video for NASCAR.
Ooh. So
I have a green screen video done. It's being uploaded right now. So I have to see how that turned out because I haven't seen it yet.
What's it of? Do we get a little heads up?
It's of some swag that I got in the mail here recently.
Oh, it's not like a review or something.
No,
I know what it is.
Yeah. Also this week, let's see here, Dynasty Warriors 7. Yeah. Oh, the 3DS came out. There's a lot of games for that. I did not order one.
I'm debating if I'm waiting for the 3DSi or the 3DS XL.
I'm just waiting for some games.
Yeah, that too.
There's really no games.
No.
Because Amazon had that promotion where if you buy one, you get a $25 credit. So I wasn't even planning on buying a game, but because I had the $25 credit, I was like, all right. And it was really hard to choose a game. I'm like, I'm pretty tired of Street Fighter, and I've never played Nintendogs, and my kid will probably like Nintendogs. So I'm going to go with Nintendogs, and it has like a street pass feature. You share dogs with people, with strangers.
Ty will enjoy that.
Yeah, so I figured that was the safe choice. And I got a free case from Amazon, too.
Nice.
It was like and it's a puppet. It's a puppet, like, dog head that's also a case. It's a $10 value for free.
That's fantastic.
Yes. What else we got? New releases.
That WWE All-Stars came out. I know you tried the demo of that, Cheapy.
Yeah, I like the demo, but I see the reviews not so good.
I didn't care enough to look at the reviews.
Come on. Yeah, well, that's I'm excited for that. I will, I'm going to think about it. Oh, it's a 78. That's pretty good. 78 is good enough for me. For sure.
That's good
if
enough for a game.
If you want a wrestling
like that.
Game.
Yeah,
if I want, I like those classic wrestlers. I don't know any of the new guys, so I'm more interested in the old guys. I bet you it's cheap. It'll be cheap in Japan soon. I'll buy it. I'm in.
Okay. The PSP actually has a couple games that I'm interested in that came out this week. The Legend of Heroes Trails in the Sky, or Low Tits, as it's abbreviated. That Legend of Heroes is a good RPG series.
And wow, it really is called Low Tits.
Yes, I'm not making that up. It's Low Tits. I've actually been playing some of The Third Birthday, which do you guys know what that
is? I've heard good things.
It is the third game in the Parasite Eve series.
Oh,
it's a
okay.
brand new game, which I was a big fan of the original Parasite Eve. Back when I was in college, I played that nonstop. This one is more third-person, over-the-shoulder shootery. And what I've played so far, I've played through, I think, two levels so far. It seems all right. You get to upgrade your guns and her special abilities and everything like that. It's got some mind-jacking in it. Square Enix loves their mind-jacking. You can kind of hop between different soldiers. She can possess them. And so you can change your vantage point on the fight and kind of like flank the enemy and everything just by hopping between the different characters, which is kind of neat. I'm liking it so far. And for Xbox Live Arcade, there's actually Russian Attack Expatriate. That's also coming for PlayStation Network, which is the new Russian Attack game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about it, actually. But I'm not a big Russian Attack guy, so.
Game Informer didn't like it too much.
It's got some stabby in it, right? You just stab people a bunch.
Yeah, stabbing. Yep, platforming.
Mm-hmm. And then the game that I am interested in on Xbox Live Arcade is a game I just found out about this morning. It was called Islands of Wack Fu, which, do you know what Doofus is, Wombat? I don't think Cheapy would have any idea what it is.
Doofus? Yeah, that's what I call Wombat when he's not around.
Or when I am around.
Sometimes.
I have no idea. What is it?
It's a MMO, which apparently is pretty decent. And this is a tie-in with that MMO, but this is an action RPG, which you can play with two players cooperatively, only locally, not online or anything. But I really like the art style. It kind of looks, I think it's from a French company, but it kind of looks like Korean anime, that type of style. Have you watched any videos of it, Wombat?
I haven't. I wanted to, but I just didn't.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't suck, because it looks neat. That's just my hope. But it might suck. I don't know. And then some game that Cheapy can probably pronounce by the guys who did Ikaruga, a shmup, is coming out for Xbox Live Arcade as well. Can you pronounce
this
that,
one,
Cheapy?
Right here?
Yes.
Sai Sao, I don't know, Koki Strania? I don't know. Strania? What the hell is Strania?
Thank you, our man in Japan.
I don't know. It sounds like that last word is not Japanese.
I don't think it is.
Doesn't look like it. It looks made up. They like to make up
words.
So
Koki Strania. They like to take German names. What kind of game is that? Is it like a shoot 'em up?
Yeah, it's a shmup where you're robots or something.
Yeah, I learned that they like to take German and put them in the titles of those games for some reason. I talked to some European people. They told me that. Who knew? Crazy Japanese people.
And then for PSN, Free Realms, the free-to-play MMO came out as well.
Wombat. I was thinking about Wombat if he was going to get into that.
I'll definitely want to check it out. If we weren't doing a show tonight, I would have downloaded it already.
Yeah. It says
I tweeted
it's
about it today.
Family friendly.
Yeah, I know. I have a feeling Sabrina's going to really dig it. She's been asking for a new game, or as she calls them, Glames.
Glames.
Glames. Glaim? We play Glame?
I'm afraid that the game is going to be really bad, but if I show it to Ty, he'll like it, and then I'll get stuck playing it.
Yeah, like, I don't mind that she's kind of obsessed with pinball. Pinball FX, too.
Right, right.
Like, she's, like, way into it. Let's play the monster game. Let's play the monster game. She also likes Pac-Man Championship Edition, which I'm fine with also. We played both over the weekend, and I bought a new table. I bought the Haunted House table on the pinball. The, you know, Pinball FX.
Oh, I didn't even know they came out with a new one.
It's an old one.
Old one. Okay.
But she, you know, she wanted to see a new table and she liked that one. So I bought it. It was $250? So.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'll check out Free Realms. But the way that the PlayStation 3 handles these downloadable you know, anything that, you know, like if it's going to be like Home all over again with the constant updates.
What I've heard, because I tweeted, I asked on Twitter, because I knew I wasn't going to have a chance to download it myself, is that the initial install isn't too large, but then there's a large install after that when you start the game.
Like the SOCOM 4 beta, the PlayStation Plus exclusive
I was
SOCOM 4 beta?
Like the whatchamacallit, the Marvel, the DC Marvel, the DCU.
Yeah.
DCU, yeah, it's a 29 megabyte download of the launcher, and then an 804 megabyte
right, surprise.
Again, which, well, according to Twitter, has and has not been working for some people.
Yeah. Yeah, I downloaded the SOCOM one, and then it had to do an update after it took forever to download it, and then the update took, you know.
Well, obviously, the reason why these downloads are too long is because we hate the PlayStation.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I went to play it later and it didn't work. Yeah, you said it couldn't connect.
But yes, I definitely will check out Free Realms.
Yeah, I might too, but privately, so Ty can't see.
Yes, no, it has to be when Sabrina's asleep. And if it's any good, then I'll say, hey, check out my unicorn, which doesn't sound like an appropriate thing to say.
Right. What else?
The last thing worth mentioning is Moondiver, which is made by the,
sounds inappropriate.
It does. It's made by the guy, the dev team that did the original Strider, and it's kind of looks like a 4-player Strider. So it looks interesting.
Did you mention the Mass Effect DLC?
No, I didn't.
Because that's out this week.
That is out.
Did you buy it?
I didn't buy it because Mark McDonald has my copy of Mass Effect, but I just read Justin's review.
Yeah,
on
Yeah, I
Joystick.
Did too. He did not like it.
I just read the first two sentences and then I stopped reading. I figured, ugh.
So I may wait for a price drop. I have a feeling that I can do that.
Right.
I haven't finished Dragon Age 2 yet either, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've only put in 24 hours into that game.
Right. Halfway there, maybe.
Maybe.
Not more than that.
More than that, yes.
It took, a little bit. It took Mrs. Shipwreck 45 hours to finish it.
That's a long time. I will say that the game gets better.
No, it doesn't.
No. maybe I'm at the peak. Is that what it is?
You might be at the peak there, actually. Yeah. I watched a lot of that game and nothing ever happened.
No, there is no story to that game at all. There really isn't. It's, I'm a dude in the city and people ask me to do stuff. That is the plot line of the game.
I heard that was the alternate title for the game, Dragon Age 2, Dude in the City.
Dude in the City, yep, that's it. Hey, yeah,
they could make it work, though, because you can be a female as well. That's why they love
that's true.
Dragon
it could
Age
be,
2.
It could be Chick in the City. Basically, that's the game. You're walking around and someone will come up to you and say, hey, you, I need, my thing is lost in the thing. Can you grab it?
Yep.
And you do
can
that.
Can you get this out of the cave that looks like every other cave?
Well, that's because every cave is the same. They recycle the maps. So there's really only like 4 maps that you see over and over and over again. And the whole game is guy comes up to you and says, hey, can you find my thing in the thing? And then you say accept because otherwise why play the game? And then you do that. And then you wait for your to have a new option to say something to the other characters in your party with the hopes that you can nail one. That's
right.
That is pretty much the game.
Have you succeeded in that endeavor yet?
Twice.
With the same character?
No. Yeah.
Man, was it gay sex or
no,
straight sex?
No, it was straight sex with 2 characters.
Hmm.
Yes. And I have one of those characters now lives with me, which is cool because her outfit changes when she moves in. But that's
housewife.
She changes into sweats.
Basic, yes. And all of a sudden gains a lot of weight. It's really weird. That's terrible.
Stop going out and doing stuff for other people in the city.
There's plenty of
stuff at home you could do.
Just because someone says they need their goblet doesn't mean you have to go and get their goblet every time.
Yeah. How about some moon diving? Jesus. Where's your unicorn? Show me your unicorn.
What else we got? Is that it for the new releases?
That's enough new releases.
That's enough.
We were talking about new releases?
I don't know. Keg news and stuff. A lot of new things are happening on Keg. And
really?
I will tell
your
you
website?
Yes. So I will tell you about one of them right now. And this is sort of a prelude for bigger things to come. So we have this 3D launch center You can see there's a graphic of it in the top right-hand corner of CAG.
3DS. It's not in 3D, right?
Excuse me. That's right. What did I say?
You said we had a 3D launch center.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is in 3D, actually. If you smash yourself over the head with your monitor, it'll be
okay,
in 3D.
Okay, I'll try it.
Try now. We'll listen. No.
Nah, you didn't hear it?
So basically what you can do is you click on this thing and you'll get all the deals in one place. So, and not just like, you know, regular deals, but you'll get the trade-in offers. You'll get also like our price shopping engine will pull in all the different models. So if you know, having trouble finding one in a store, which at this point doesn't seem to be a problem because I see quite a few listed on at the 3DS Launch Center. But it's all right there. And what we can do is we're going to use this sort of setup to do the same thing with all the other consoles and, you know, Microsoft point cards, PlayStation Network point cards, Xbox Live subscriptions, accessories, all the stuff that we sort of had a difficult time tracking with the regular price tracker. So I think it should be good. Be an easy way to get, you know, cheap Microsoft points, keep a track on that shit. So that's good. Don't you agree, Wombat?
I agree. I think it's wonderful.
Did you like the pictures that you like the picture that Whipsmart Banky did?
I do. I like it. It's very purple.
Yep. Blurry equals 3D.
Is that what that means? Okay.
Yes.
And there's a blurry football and an airplane and a
and it's blurry.
Ball.
See how it's slightly blurry?
Because it's in 3D.
That's 3D.
Well, here's my stupid question. Why is it going away from you?
That is a good question.
Like your neck should be all the way back.
That's a good
because
question.
It's just coming at you. It's like, oh, you. I don't want it. Like they're running away from you. The dogs know better.
Right. The dog should be like blasting me in the face somehow.
Somehow.
All this stuff should be blasting me in the face. Yeah, we'll have Banky redo this.
I think you should have him redo it. And now he's
should my face be all bloody and stuff?
I think so. From all the stuff hitting it. I think that's a much better idea.
Or how about this? How about I'm just like really cross-eyed?
I think it should be you cross-eyed in
glasses
in a defensive stance because all this stuff is hitting you.
And there's blood coming out of my eyes.
And of course blood. There's got to be blood.
Yeah.
I think Banky's probably mad at us now.
No. He's not mad. So he has to do art for all these other pages too. You know, for the Xbox Live points page.
Xbox Live, it should be someone calling you a derogatory term and you crying.
Can my eyes be bleeding also?
And your eyes, of course your eyes are bleeding.
I want to be blasted. How about I'm just blasted in the face by the Xbox Live points?
Yes. And the Wii one should just be you with your hands to your side up in the air and this, I don't know what to do kind of pose.
No. It's going to be a picture of my door being held open by the Wii.
It's rough.
That would be good. And for PSP, it's going to be a picture of my bookshelf. And it's like, maybe it's in the bookshelf. I don't know.
And the PS3 will just be a picture of you sleeping on the couch with a loading screen.
No. I don't even know. I wish I knew where it was.
Installing for the PS3.
It'll be between my couch cushions.
Is that what your PSP is?
That's nice. I guarantee your PSP, you need to update the time and date on it when you turn it off.
Dude, yeah. It's an original PSP, so that battery died a long time ago. It only lasts for like, you know, an hour now. Other CAG, so John, Super Programmer John told me about another CAG feature, which can actually also tie in to these deal pages. We need to come up with a name for these pages. Launch Center only works when it's a launch product, so it's not going to work for the point cards. So something like Deal Wall or... John said I can't do deal center because of the British, the different spelling for British people. It's too annoying. So come up with a name for it. But so the other new feature, Facebook?
Yes.
How about Electronic Bay or eBay for short?
How about iBay?
That's just stupid.
How about Deal Bay?
No.
DealBot?
No.
FaceBot?
iDeal.
Face blast.
Deal-a-meal.
Deal-a-meal. I already came up with Deal-a-meal yesterday. I had a list. It was deal, I swear, Deal-a-meal is on the list. I swear.
It's funny.
I like deal wall, I think. But anyway, the other new feature is that we'll now have wiki posts in the forums. So if somebody puts up a deal you know, deal thread in the forums, and either a moderator activates it or the thread creator activates it, that thread, that original post will be able to be edited by, you know, other CAG members.
It's like a flock of birds all tweeting at the same time.
No.
You should call it Twitter.
It's not like that at all. It's nothing like that, as a matter of fact.
You sure?
But I appreciate you trying to shoehorn that joke.
I worked hard on these. And by hard, I mean not at all.
I was really hoping he was going to go for a Wonder Twins activate the the thing, whatever this thing is. What is it, wikis?
Wiki post.
Wiki post. Yeah.
Do you understand? Did I explain it properly?
I understood when you gave me a picture of it. It's a very, you don't really understand it until you see a picture.
I never gave you a picture of it.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I've never seen it.
You gave me a concept picture or something.
I don't know. I don't think so. Now I think you're crazy.
Could be.
Now I'm wondering what you're talking about. Anyway, Super Programmer John swears it's going to be up today, and he swears it. He says it's done, but I don't know. He flakes out sometimes, so maybe it won't be. But it'll be cool because that, so those posts can be tied in to the deal wall posts, so we can have a really constantly updated, you know, post of where like the cheapest Microsoft points are, and you'll see the data feeds coming in too from all the retailers. So it's really going to be great. Very excited about it. I think this might be like the first new CAG feature that people will actually use. That would be nice because we have a lot of stuff that people don't use. Hopefully this will not go.
Could
that
you
route.
List the features of this somehow?
Well, it's not up yet, really.
Oh, maybe in a list. Maybe make a list about the features.
Yeah. I'll make a post about it.
Okay. In a list
form? Wiki post. In list form, yes. I'll use, would you like bullet points or numbers?
Call it Deal Jedi.
Deal Jedi?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I'm thinking Deal Wall.
You don't like Deal Wall?
No, I think Deal Wall is terrible.
How about, well, what? Come up with something. You have to come up with something fast.
Deal Wall sounds a little bit too much like Dill Hole.
Dill Hole? I like Dill. How about Dill Hole?
How about Deal Hole?
Sounds too much like Deal like Deal Wall.
I like Deal Hole actually better than
Deal Hole. Yeah. But it's not a hole. It's more of a wall than a hole, if anything.
Deal Wheel?
Anyway, let's
remember
let's
when we were
going to
make that news, that video game news blog? You remember what the name of that was?
Gamer Hole.
Yeah.
I bought the domain name.
Yeah, oh, you still have Gamer Hole?
I might have let it lapse. Okay. I'm not sure.
I still like that name.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I'll sell it to you.
That's okay.
Let's see. That's all. So that's the cat. Oh, we've raised almost $25,000 for Japan. $24,068 right now from the cheap ass gamer community. So that's really awesome. I'm so proud of you guys. It's really great. Some deals, a couple deals really quick. On the front page of CAG, you can find these. Portal 2 with $20 credit at Amazon. It's actually $5 off also. Tiger Woods 12 comes with a $25 credit. Madden with a $20 credit, and you know, Gears of War 3 and Fear 3 and a lot more. So check out the front page of CAG for that. And and check out that 3DS Launch Center for all the 3DS nonsense. What else? Where are we? GoDaddy?
Please.
Wombat, tell us about GoDaddy and how much you love them.
Sure. Well, GoDaddy's great if you need a new domain name or if you're planning on hosting a new website. You can get 10% off any order using the code CAG10. You can also get $5 off your $30 purchase with CAG5OFF30. You can also get a $7.49 domain name using the code CAGDOMAIN. That's GoDaddy for all your web hosting needs. Remember, GoDaddy or go fuck yourself.
Very professional.
Thank you.
Coupon code DILLHOLE gets you 15% off. Nothing.
I like deal hole.
Deal hole? No, no deal hole. There's no hole. Where's the hole?
Well, it's, you know, it's a section.
Where's the wall?
Yeah, what's a
wall? It is a wall.
It's not a wall.
Don't you see? Doesn't it look like a wall with the tabs and
no,
stuff?
No, it looks like a hole. It looks like a swirling mess of things.
A sweet swirling mess? It's an organized tab system.
How about deal tab?
Deal tab? No, that's bad.
Yeah, I know. How about deal?
You confused me for a second because there's that game tab site.
Oh, see,
I thought that might be a good idea for a second. And it's like, wait a minute, that doesn't even mean anything.
At that point, you might as well do deal spot or deal stop.
Deal GN. How about deal GN?
Deal GN.
All right, you guys are no help.
Deal stick with a Q.
Yeah. Perfect.
How about Deal Taku?
Okay, we're getting very silly. Let's move on to multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff.
A lot of this is old, so you
okay, let's talk about the games first, the multi-platforming games that we've been playing.
All right. I'll talk about Top Spin 4 really quickly.
What about Crysis?
Well, we can talk about Crysis.
Yeah, no one gives a fuck about tennis. Let's talk about Crysis.
All you have to say for Top Spin 4 is that it's not as good as Virtua Tennis. So
it's
say
pretty
that
good. It's pretty good, though. I like
it. It's pretty good, but it's not as good as Virtua Tennis.
In real life?
I mean, in the game. Is that anything other than playing tennis?
Not really, no.
And those fine-ass Williams sisters?
Say that to their face.
They may take it as a compliment. Left. You don't know that. Did you watch that commercial?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen the commercial, Cheapy? You need to see the not suitable for work Top Spin 4 commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one where she goes to Cracker Barrel and they won't see her? And she busts all their faces in with a tennis racket?
And she calls them all deal holes.
Right. She goes, come on, Cracker. How you like me now?
Oh, my God.
That's what she sounds like.
Wow!
Right?
No,
she doesn't sound like that.
No,
I haven't seen the commercial. I told you. Nor have I seen the twins or the sisters rather in 5 years. All right, so let's talk about. Okay, so let's talk. All we have to say is it's not as good as Virtua Tennis. We can be sure.
Probably, yeah.
Crysis 2.
I really like Crysis 2. How about you? Have you played it?
Yeah, I played about 2 hours. I got it yesterday.
It's good, right?
It's it's really good. It's you basically play like play RoboCop, but he's faster, and he's not RoboCop. He's a guy in a suit, but that's the idea. You have superpowers. It's a first-person shooter where you basically have superpowers,
and you have reason to use them too. Like the whole thing that makes this so much different than all the Call of Duty clones and everything is that you're not just held by your hand as you're going through these linear levels. You're kind of presented with a kind of pretty wide area, and you see all the enemies walking around. You see your objectives because you can bring up like this scan mode on your HUD, and you can see all
your visor.
Like, different your visor, whatever. You can see all the tactical options you have, whether or not you can be stealthy here, or maybe you want to climb up on something so you can have a vantage point, or you can just like put on your super armor and just go in there and plow through everybody. But I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's different. It's different enough from your standard Call of Duty first-person shooter where you have like a little bit of reason to be tactical. But really, you're so powerful that you could probably – well, I don't know. The armor is pretty strong, it seems. It does a good job of protecting you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have like three – I mean, do you get any more powers? I have armor – I have the stealth, and I have the speed. You know, basically, it's a run button. And
nope,
I guess you get, like, the airdrop, though, right? You can do that type of stuff.
Well,
later.
What you do is, which is also a good idea, there's two kinds of enemies you fight, which are the human faction and the aliens.
A la Half-Life.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on in this storyline in Crysis 2 either. Like, I understand that I'm supposed to get somewhere and do something, like, on a constant basis, but as far as the
story's not great,
as far as like it would have been nice, they know nobody on the consoles pretty much knows anything about Crysis. Like a little backstory before you start the game would have been helpful.
A video, yeah, a little video like they did with Dead Rising 2, not Dead Rising, Dead Space,
yeah, or the Mass Effect 2 on PS3, like something that you know your audience hasn't seen this before.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on either. I've never played Crysis.
No, you're just in New York City and you know bad crap is happening and everybody's shooting at you.
And the game looks awesome.
Yeah.
The graphics are awesome.
Yeah, but going back to the aliens leave behind these nano something that you collect.
Right, and you can use them to power up your suit.
Yeah, you get different abilities based on that as you unlock different things. I think you can have 4 or 5 different powers activated at the same time.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a great game. And I heard the single player is fairly lengthy.
Yeah, I'm about 6 or 7 hours into it, and I think I'm about 3/4 of the way through.
Yeah, so that's pretty lengthy for an FPS these days. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the beta of the multiplayer. That didn't really do anything for me.
I haven't touched the multiplayer, so yeah. I can't comment on that. But
Also, the 3D, is not very good, I can report.
Oh, really? I heard it was.
Oh, that's too bad.
They bragged about the 3D a lot.
I want to say I saw it in 3D at that event I went to, the last EA event I went to.
It, I mean, it works, but it just, the game looks better. To me, it looks better in 2D.
I'll take your word for it.
I tried both. It looked better. It seemed to be, I don't know. I feel like they make concessions.
Ooh, what about Deal Crisis?
Stop it. So yeah, I really like, and the sound is amazing. The sound is incredible.
What about Deal Finder?
No, stop it. That's not bad, actually.
I know. It's better than...
Keep thinking, but keep them to, write them down on a pad.
I'll write you down. How about Deal Pad?
Dude, stop it.
How about Let's Make a Deal?
How about I'm going to kill you?
Deal or no deal?
Right. I love the sound when you put on the armor, when you push the button and the armor, you hear the sound of the armor going around you. It's like, and then the sound of the bullets thumping against the armor.
Yeah, it's very well done. You can tell what power you're using very, very easily.
Yeah.
Like you can tell, like, oh crap, I don't have my armor on, or I'm in stealth mode, or
I was really glad that it turned out to be good, because when you told me that, when we were talking about the embargo being the day of the game release, we all got scared.
Yeah, yeah. Which I thought it was going to turn out all right just from what I'd seen before of it.
Right. So. You were confused. You were confused by the embargo, I remember. You said it looked pretty good when I saw it, so what are they afraid of?
Yeah, the only downside that is the checkpoint system.
They're far apart.
They're far apart, but they're not really far apart. It's just that the areas are so wide, and you can get, like, in between two checkpoints, you can spend a lot of time in there, like, taking out guys if you want to, like, actually going through with good strategy and, like, stealth killing everybody or whatever. But then, like, if you die and you just want to get to the next checkpoint, you can just put your armor on and just plow through everybody, and you get to the next checkpoint pretty quickly.
So you're saying so the game rewards you in a way for not taking your time with it?
It doesn't reward. No. It's not really a question of rewarding. It's a question of, okay, if I die and there's going to be a long distance between checkpoints, is it going to be really annoying and frustrating for me to go back and do that again? And the answer is no, because the game is fun anyway. And there's so many different ways that you can get through that section. I mean, you can probably just get through the section and not fire. I mean, I'm sure you can. Most sections you can get through and not even shoot anybody.
Right.
Because you have stealth, and the stealth works really well. And if you crouch and walk through the level, you know, you'll have to stop every once in a while and charge and have your shield recharge, your stealth thing recharge. But you could do it that way. So the point is that it's not frustrating.
And the stealth is really cool, too, because you put that cloak on and the enemies will be walking towards you, and you're just like, oh, crap, does he see me? Or, like, am I going to have to start shooting here, or am I good?
The enemy, sometimes they'll, like, look over, but you don't know if they really saw you or not. But it is really fun. Like, if you have a shotgun, you're stealthily crouching along. They can't see you. You walk up to three guys, and you're just like, surprise! And you're blowing, you know, you can blow away three guys with the shotgun before any of them even, you know, get a shot off on you. It's pretty... What difficulty are you playing on?
I'm playing on normal.
The second one?
Whatever it, yeah.
It defaulted to recruit, which was the first one.
Yeah, I went to the one that's like, I play first person shooters, whatever that.
Yeah,
one
that's
was.
What I do. It's the second. That's number two. Two out of four, I guess. So I don't know. We like it. We both like it. You should buy Crysis 2 if you like a really good looking, fun first person shooter. But have you tried the multiplayer? No.
No,
He said no.
No. Okay. What else? Anything here we want to talk about, Womit?
I mean, a lot of this stuff, I mean, we could talk about the more Dragon Age 2 controversy that about gay characters.
Oh, what's the controversy? I don't even know.
Well, basically, someone posted in the forums that they would like basically a no-homo option. Because the male characters in the game, if you're playing as a dude, will hit on you.
Oh, interesting.
Particularly one of the characters is pretty flirty. Even if you rebuff his advances, he can still be a little bit flirty. Now, on the flip side of this, some, you know, gay gamers, I believe even over at gaygamer.net, have complained that the idea that they're, although they're, you know, they're, you know, it's great that there's a gay character. The fact that he continues to hit on someone after that person has rebuffed their advances kind of sheds gay people in a bad light as
right.
well.
Right. That we're sex starved and we need to have gay sex all the time.
Exactly.
Even when you say no.
Exactly.
Right. I understand.
So there's kind of been a complaints of sorts on both sides. I mean, if you're asking my opinion, I don't think it's that egregious in either direction, but that could just be me. I don't think it's all that. I think it's, you know, much ado about nothing, but,
It's all about it's their story. I mean, you just said there isn't much of a story, but it's, it's BioWare's story.
Well, the relationships with the other characters is basically what the game is. It's about your party and your relationship with these people that you've met in the city of Kirkwall. That's kind of what the game is about. So, I mean, and I kind of like the idea because you catch on to it relatively quickly that this character is like, well, at least I did. I'm like, he's just gay. I'm like, it's not like in Mass Effect or even in Dragon Age Origins where it subtly kind of sneaks in there and like at the end of the game you can have a relationship with this person. It's like whether you have a relationship with this person or not, you can tell that he's gay.
Right.
And I thought that was very interesting and a very bold take on the character because they really haven't done it to that extent yet. And I kind of liked it. So I'm surprised at the amount of controversy on both sides, but you know, what can you do?
I don't know. What can you do?
Nothing.
All right. I'm going to do nothing.
Yeah. There's nothing we can do about it.
Sweet.
Yeah. Also,
that's my specialty.
It seems as though I'm moving on to the next story. There's going to be DLC for Mortal Kombat, new characters before the game comes out.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, there's spots in the demo. There's spots on the character list. You know, inside the game, it says DLC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, yeah, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, this is the way of things now.
I believe
DLC
is
planned out, you know, when the game is being planned out, you know, when the main game is being planned out. So, yeah, they knew there was going to be that like probably 2 years ago.
Yeah, and with a fighting game, you almost have to do it that way because of balancing issues and the way everybody's going to interact with each other.
Yep, totally.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me.
How many have they said? How many downloadable
characters? Two for now.
Two for now? Who are they?
Blind Dude and Red Chick.
Kenshi and Scarlet. Oh, I like that. I have played a bunch of more of the demo, actually. It is fun. Have you guys tried it yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Scorpion is a badass in it.
He always is.
He is Scorpion. Does he say get over here? Ones.
He does.
Wow.
And he wears a cool outfit. Cool ninja outfit.
Nice.
Yep. What else?
The people that made Geometry Wars over at Bazaar started their own studio, so that's good.
Hog Rocket, isn't
Hog
that an
Rocket.
Obscene name?
I think it's better than Deal Wall.
Is it more obscene than Cheap Ass Gamer or less obscene?
Less obscene.
It is.
Yeah, you can wear a Hog Rocket T-shirt to school.
Oh, isn't it a Hog Rocket like
a penis? A
dog penis or something?
I think it's just a penis.
A regular penis.
Yeah, I think it's just a regular penis. Resident Evil 4 is coming back in HD.
Nice. I'm pretty excited. Can you tell my excitement?
You know what? We had this conversation actually the day before this was announced, Shipwreck and I, and I still say it's my favorite shooter of all time.
So, I say you're nuts.
Hey, whatever. It's my opinion. I'm entitled to it.
What?
Although I'm not sure really if I would play it again for the fourth time.
What happened in that game again? The president's daughter gets kidnapped.
That's
right?
Basically all you need to know. That's it.
And
that's
then
the
who
whole...
kidnapped her? I forgot who kidnapped her.
People. A midget.
What? Midget? A midget kidnapped her?
Uh-huh.
Is that what it was? With like robes, right?
Napoleon dressed midget.
Uh-huh.
And also
and people in robes. I remember like purple robes.
Yeah. Lots of weird. It's just, it's It's just an excuse to walk for 14 hours and shoot dudes.
Or not at the same time, though.
Walk, then shoot dudes.
Walk, shoot, repeat.
Yep.
All right. No, I liked it. I finished that game. I liked it.
Good.
I did not like that game.
But it's not, you know, it's a lot better.
So I put this in here for top analysts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I figure, you know, there's one good thing coming up in the next NPDs that we could either, maybe we'll all agree on it.
Okay.
Or maybe we'll have different opinions. Dragon Age 2 versus Crysis 2 versus Homefront, which is the best-selling game for the month and the next NPDs.
Well, okay, so Dragon Age 2 came out March 8th, right?
Yep.
Crysis 2 just came out. Or last week, right? And Homefront
came out
the same day?
I think they came out in between each other. I think it's Dragon Age, Homefront, then Crysis.
Okay, right. Hmm. Okay.
So which of those three sells the best? Which one sells the worst? Let's sweeten the pot.
Right, I like this. I'm down with this. I wish I had time to think of it, but I didn't. I mean, to think about
it. It's only been on here for 2 weeks.
I know, but I'm very busy. So you go first. Let's hear your. I would like to hear your answer, top analyst Wombat.
I am in the lead. I'm going to say that the best selling of the three is Dragon Age 2, and that the worst selling of the three is Crysis 2.
Okay.
Why do you say really? Dragon Age 2?
I'm going to say Dragon Age 2 purely anecdotally, as I've seen more people on my friends list playing Dragon Age 2 than any other game so far this month.
Okay, I'm going to go next. I have an order.
Sure.
I'm going Dragon Age 2, Crysis 2, Homefront.
Okay.
Hmm. See, I'm going Homefront. What sells more out of Crysis 2 or Dragon Age? That's a toughie there. I will say Dragon Age 2 and then Crysis 2.
Actually, do you think that there's a vast difference between the sales of all three, or do you think they're all very close?
I think Homefront is going to sell quite a bit. That thing has been advertised like nobody's business.
How about, see, I'm at a disadvantage because I don't get to see the advertising. What about Crysis? Yay, usually.
I haven't seen that much advertisement for Crysis 2. That's why I put it on the bottom. I think Dragon Age 2 has had medium advertising, but I think based off of the sales of the first one, it may outsell Homefront. But I think it's going to be close between those two.
We'll say you get 1 point for each one you get in the right order.
We'll figure it out.
It's a three-pointer.
The smartest thing I think Homefront did in their advertising campaign on the TV ad is there's a quote from some outlet, but it just is on the screen in big text, and it says, "Call of Duty beating multiplayer," or something to that effect. And just putting Call of Duty up there on the screen along with Homefront,
best move.
It's the best move they could do.
I thought the best move was when they released all those balloons into the ocean in California, off of California.
Right. That was slick too.
And gave us publicity. A limo.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Deal balloon.
Stop it. what else we got? Should we move on to Sony?
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
Sure. No?
Are you playing Gran Turismo 5? Do you like it?
Yeah. Yeah. Ty and I both agree that it's very good, but that the loading times are very bad. Even Ty turned to me and asked me why it was so slow. And I said, son, I have no idea.
Why so slow, Daddy? Why so slow?
They had a long time. That's what he said. He says, why so slow, Papa? Why so slow? Japanese kids use Papa, not Daddy.
Well, my daughter refers to me as Daddy.
Right. Well, she's not a Japanese kid, is she?
No, she's not. She's Colombian.
You sure?
She's Julumbian.
Are you sure?
Julumbian. She's Julumbian through and through. She's such a little girl. She got a gift card in the mail from her grandparents in Florida, and all she wanted to do was buy new shoes. I'm like, no, you're not allowed to start this at 2.5. You want toys at 2.5. You want shoes when you're 30.
Right.
Ugh.
Soon you're going to be like me, and you're going to have all your clothes in like the unused bedroom.
Oh, you have no. I basically have no clothes anymore because I'm not allowed to have room for them.
Right. All my clothes are in the closet in my office. Yeah. I don't have any clothes in the bedroom closet.
It's crazy. It happens. Your stuff pile gets smaller and smaller and smaller.
And I just start throwing stuff out to make room for my stuff, and my wife doesn't throw any of her stuff out.
We literally donated this week to charity. We donated it, you know, those big black lawn garbage bags?
Yeah.
7 of them filled with clothes to charity this week. I actually have my receipt to write it off on my taxes. The Lupus Foundation of America.
You should send it to Japan. They need your clothes.
Well, I'm not shipping 7 garbage bags worth of clothes to Japan.
You could fit a whole Japanese family in your pants.
But I basically could. Thank you. That was not nice.
They could all walk together.
What do you think my waist size is? 60?
Well, Japanese people are really skinny.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. My socks have more fabric in them than my wife's underwear.
That doesn't surprise me.
And my underwear has more fabric in them than her shirts.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. Anyway, what else is going on with the world of Sony?
I don't know. We like Gran Turismo. I want to thank Solid Manifest, who hooked me up with a lot of cars in Gran Turismo. My PSN name is ChibiD, but my friends list is full.
Do you want to spell that for everyone?
Solid Manifest?
No, ChibiD.
No. But he's been sending me a lot of cars, which just makes the game a hell of a lot more enjoyable. Now that we got the Ferraris and whatnot.
Have you tried out the NASCAR stuff in there?
No. We've done the kart racing. The kart racing is incredible. It's incredible. You play that in the first person mode where you just see your steering wheel in the hands. I mean, it's amazing. It's really amazing. It's like, it really feels like driving a go-kart, but a fast one, a much faster one. Especially on my giant television. It's really very impressive. What else?
I've been playing some Naruto on the PSP.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know
Kizuna what... Drive. It's a driving game.
You know what Naruto is.
Yeah, it's the guy, the orange guy.
Yeah, yeah, the guy in the orange jumpsuit. It's a four-player...
That's all I know about it,
yeah,
by
it's
the
a,
way.
It's a four-player beat-em-up, but you can't play with... You have to have four people with four PSPs in the same room to play four players. So it's a one-player with three computer AI beat-em-up for me.
That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So I'll have a review.
Sounds like a system seller.
Yeah. I think Naruto has had more games this generation than any other IP.
It's like 2 a year, right? At least.
Oh, no, at least.
More?
More than 2 a year.
Well, they have a lot. Well, on the DS, probably more than 2 a year.
You've got DS games. He's got 360 games. He's got Wii games. And they're all different. I don't know. Pretty popular dude still, I guess.
Okay, what else? Microsoft?
Sure, I think we all have a copy of Mute Crimson.
I haven't played it yet.
From Keg Apoxel, APOXXLE, who helped make the game.
It's an Xbox Live indie game.
It is
That's
an
our
Xbox
lead
Live.
Story on Microsoft.
Huh?
That's our lead story on Microsoft.
It is our lead. Well, one of our users made a game and sent it to us.
Is it good?
It's not bad. It's cute.
What is it?
It's a little platformer.
Hmm. Yeah. It's kind of like Super Meat Boy type stuff, but it doesn't have that precise, like, pixel perfect controls. But it's still fun.
All right.
Cool. It's a dollar.
I think. Yeah, it's a dollar. It's definitely worth a dollar.
It is fun. There is something fun about going through the indie game section and just seeing all this crazy stuff that's in there.
There
you can
is.
Kill like a good half an hour just like
just
downloading the trials.
Yeah, just playing trials. Yeah. Some of the games in there are really awful, but there are some gems in there. I have a lot of indie games, like way too many for one person. So, you know.
But it's fun and they're so cheap. It's just that's what I always say about the iPhone stuff.
And I prefer
okay,
these
so
games
not
to
Crysis
iPhone
2, but it
games.
Was a dollar.
Exactly. I prefer indie games to iPhone games. But that's just me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's you. Well, yeah, it's playing on a big on an Xbox is nice certainly.
Yeah, and using that controller as opposed to the touchscreen.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said. If you're going to spend a dollar on a game, you're better off buying an Xbox Live indie game. I think
Apple TV. I mean, how long before Apple TV will have has its own app?
Oh, here's another indie game that I've been playing that's not bad also. Wizard's Keep is another dollar game.
All right, just to roll right over my question.
Yep. Because I was in the
process. Maybe they're going to announce that during the Apple convention that's taking place during E3 this year.
Right. Maybe. So I wound that Wizard's Anus. What were you talking
Wizard's
about?
Wizard's Keep. It's a good
Keep.
Indie.
I was close.
Good indie game. How about Deal Keep?
Deal Keep. Great.
Deal with.
How about Keep on the Borderlands?
Deal Wizard.
Keep on the Borderlands? Anyone get that reference? Nope. It's too bad, and I'm not explaining it. Fuck you.
I still like Deal Wizard. There you go. It's another game. It's a dollar. Download the demo. That's all I'm going to say to you now.
Fine. Fine. I'll download it. What's next?
There's a new Nintendo console that came out. Do we care?
I care. I want, you know what? I bought it. I'll have it probably tomorrow or the next day. I'm interested in just getting like the Street Pass stuff, because in Tokyo, just walking down the street, I'll carry it in my jacket pocket just to pick up the garbage from other people. Wi-Fi garbage. But like during the summertime, if I don't have a jacket on, I don't really see myself carrying my phone and my DS in my pocket. So I got about a week or two to collect all that shit.
Do you just have one pocket? Is this how your pants are?
I usually wear jeans, the same pair every day. And I usually will wash them once in a while. But
are they the
jeans.
Kind without back pockets? Are you rocking those?
I sit down in places. Then what do I do when I sit down? Can't put it in the front pocket. Too big for the front pocket.
How is it too big for the front pocket?
I have iPhone in one pocket. I have my keys.
Giant dick.
My penis takes up two of my pockets.
It's crazy.
The one
in the back. In the back.
Like, yeah.
His testicles are in the back pocket. His dick is in the left pocket. Okay. He's got one right pocket.
No, but look, I have a key. I don't even have keys. I have one key, a single key, which goes in my front right pocket. I have my iPhone, which goes in my front left pocket.
What he doesn't mention is that key weighs 17 pounds.
Right. It's made out of granite.
It's like a key to the city, if you've ever seen one of those.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I have my wallet in my back pocket, so I have one free pocket in my back.
Put your wallet in your back pocket. That's such a bad idea.
Why?
Because that's how you get stolen.
Oh, no one's gonna. Do you think someone's gonna fucking steal my wallet here?
Yes, I think that you stand out like a sore thumb and are an easy target.
No. They look at me and they say that guy will fucking stomp my face.
What
if
they
I
don't
even
know is that
wrong.
You're probably oblivious to everything that's going on around you.
Right. Exactly. But that's what they don't know.
That's what I know.
What they don't know is that I'm a big pussy, and if they stole my wallet, I'd run away crying.
No, one person will bump into you and say, oh, I'm so sorry, and then there's someone behind
here,
you
dude.
Who steals your wallet.
They don't do that here.
Sure, they don't.
This is not Rome or Mexico
or
New York.
Rome-co.
People are looking for water here, dude. They are looking for my money. No, everything's fine here. What were we talking about?
The 3DS.
3DS. Oh, so I don't know. It doesn't do it for me. I bought
Check
it.
Check out
just
the Deal
because...
Wizard on CAG to find more information about the 3DS.
Check out the pocket penis on CAG. I don't know. It's we'll see. I think I'm just going to give it to Ty and see what he does.
I think the show's gone off the rails.
Woo! Ooh. All right, let's move on. iPhone. There's some good stuff on iPhone and iPad that we need to talk about. Collision Effect, which I got this recommendation from Stephen Totillo, his Twitter. He recommended it. Really good puzzle game. $1 for iPhone and iPad. You know, it's a universal app. Really cool, somewhat trippy, futuristic puzzle game. Definitely check it out. And the big one that everyone's talking about is Sword and Sorcery. Sorcery. Did you try that yet, Ship? It's too expensive.
Too expensive.
$5 is way out of Ship's budget for iPhone, iPad games.
But, it is, sadly. It's just that, like, I buy all these games for a dollar, and then I play them, like, for a week, and then they just sit
there. What about
there.
Supporting a guy who worked hard on this game and, you know, took some risks making it look like a classic, you know, look sort of like Flashback or Out of This World? Really cool soundtrack. How about maybe saying, you know what, I'm going to throw a couple bucks this guy's way. What about that?
That's something. No. I don't know. I'll throw a dollar his way.
No, right, you throw a dollar, but you don't get the game that way.
Oh, I will.
Eventually.
Exactly.
Fine. Shipwreck's very...
The thing is, like, I don't mind paying... It's not that I mind paying the $5 for these games. It's not that I don't think that they're worth that.
You don't like it when they drop the price.
Exactly. It's that I know it's going to be a dollar. I just
have to
wait.
Who cares? $4, Shipwreck.
That's four other games.
That's lunch.
Four other games.
That's lunch? Where do you get lunch for $4 in New York City?
I could easily... There's a... the one of the new hip trends in New York is dollar pizza. Or dollar empanadas. So I can get four empanadas or four slices of pizza for $4. I wouldn't do that because I'd vomit, but...
How is that dollar pizza? I've never even heard of that.
It's actually not bad, and let me tell you why. It's not great, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say it's the best pizza ever. But if you go there at lunchtime, the line is literally out the door, but it's constantly moving, and they just keep making fresh pizza.
I see.
So the pizza's...
I bet you the dollar pizza in New York is better than like any pizza in, you know, 99% of the country.
You are also probably right about that, too. I'm not even lying. And it's not bad because it's always like straight out of the oven.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
So
do you guys have CC's pizza in New York?
No, we don't have that kind of shit here. We have
Cracker Barrel pizza.
Exactly.
That's
and
like,
they have a
it's
deal
$5.99
with,
for all-you-can-eat pizza buffet at
CC's. Yeah, that's gross.
That's disgusting. We have Shakey's here. But I've never gone. I heard it's horrible.
Yeah, no, it's $2.50 for two slices and a can of soda.
That's a pretty good deal.
That is a good deal. That's like a I don't want to bring in lunch today lunch every now and again.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Sword and Sorcery, I'll just say get a nice pair, any pair of headphones, plop down $5, buy this game and check it out. I'm actually stuck somewhere. I need to find a walkthrough. I don't know if I'm supposed to be getting stuck so early in the game. But I am stuck. All right, let's move on to the CAG bag, where everyone's questions are answered by us.
Some of the time. People have been asking why we haven't been going to the CAG bag often. To be perfectly honest, the questions just haven't been that good.
Right, you guys got to work a lot harder.
I mean, seriously, why do we have to do all the work?
Right.
So there you go, my two cents.
Okay, let's see how this week's go. The Elster writes in, "Hey guys, I have a couple questions for Shipwreck."
See, already, this is terrible. You have questions.
It's already terrible.
Yeah.
Let's see. I can't help but admire your gaming collection. I'm a collector myself and buy at least one game every week. So my questions are, when did you start your collection? And have you ever been mocked because of it?
I would say I started my collection when I got my Atari 2600 back when I was, I don't know, 5 or 6. So... it's pretty much, I haven't sold that many video games in the last 26 years or so.
And have you ever been mocked?
I'm sure I have, not to my face.
Not just for the collection,
I
though.
I don't think, yeah.
More of the total package.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways you can go, you know.
I get, like, when people come over and they see the collection, they're taken aback somewhat, but I don't know. It's all in my basement right now, just in tubs and stuff, so. That's the problem, like finding a way to store all of it and like put it on shelves.
It's a lot of stuff.
Something.
I was gonna say, do you feel as though you're beyond the even having the desire to prominently display your video game collection in your living room?
Oh, nothing's in the living room, like out in the open.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not like you're gonna do that.
No, like once I finish my basement, I'll have some shelves, but. Not everything will be out. I mean, I think I have close to 2,000, something over 2,000 games now. So, and I'm thinking about paring down the collection. I don't think I need all those Xbox games that I have.
Right. I'm looking at your collection on CAG to see if it's up to date.
It's somewhat up to date.
Let's see. We had to make special, you know, John had to program this thing in a way because Shipwreck's collection was so large that it was like crashing the servers because he had like, let's see, you have...
That's what everyone says about Shipwreck. He's got a large collection.
He has 1,901 games in his collection on CAG. That's pretty good. Okay, so there's the answer to the question. King Brawley says, do you think Microsoft will roll out cloud-saving support for Xbox in the future since Sony just did it with the PS3? If so, when? Is that really like a desired feature for PlayStation 3? Like people really bring in their PS3 around to different locations and they need access to their game saves?
Well, I don't think it's...
And even if they did, you would have...
I'd say it's more about the hard drive. It's, you don't need to worry about the size of your hard drive.
So if you... I guess if you have two PS3s in your house and you want to be able to play the save games off of both of them, I guess you would need that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But other than that, I don't know. It's a backup? Like, you really... I don't know.
I don't know. I don't... Okay. I don't... Cloud computing for me... I tweeted about this today. It serves no purpose for me at the moment.
No.
I can't access anything from a cloud at work. Like, at most workplaces... Shipwreck's
in lockdown at work.
Yeah, at most places, you can't stream stuff to your work computer at most, like, corporate jobs.
No.
So, if I'm not at my house...
You can't
house,
even visit cheap-ass gamer at most corporate jobs.
Right. Yeah, if I'm not at my house, I can't access my stuff unless I have it in physical form, like on my iPod or something anyways. So right. Cloud computing doesn't do much for me.
So to answer King Brawley's question,
they will. They'll get their cloud support.
I agree with Cheapy.
I think, I mean, I don't really care, but Microsoft is good. At least if they see something like a good feature somewhere, they'll copy it
and try to improve on it. They're all over it.
Well, they tried and they didn't work out.
Zune was terrible for the beginning.
At least they tried. Like Sony, what's Sony's excuse?
They have the Xperia.
Yeah, but who cares? That's lame too.
You asked what they have. I gave you an answer.
No. I didn't say ask what they have. I said what's their excuse.
Like
Sony sees this all this cool stuff.
What's Microsoft's excuse for the Zune? It's not even a good name.
Well, that's
it's like calling something.
Is now that the Zune is gone, does that mean when I go on my Xbox, I don't have to like, load up the Zune?
There's still the Zune marketplace.
That's really annoying.
Yes, it is.
Okay, another question for Shipwreck.
Ooh.
Sine Wave. Dear Shipwreck, sorry to call you out on this forum, but I PM'd you a while back and never received a response.
What a
Do you check
douche.
Your PMs? Or is there a better way to contact you? Who's a douche, Sine Wave or Shipwreck?
Shipwreck.
If you were just politely ignoring my PM, then no harm, no foul. I just thought I'd ask you to kindly explain your fan mail policy on the show. Shipwreck, you have a fan mail policy?
I do.
No autographs in public.
Let's hear the fan mail policy.
Basically, I just
I know Ringo Starr's
sine wave. That's pretty much the policy. No, I'm sure I read whatever you wrote to me. I don't know. Write to me again, and I will respond to it probably.
Shipwreck at cheapassgamer.com.
That works.
Yes. He has the same fan mail policy as Ringo Starr. Do you know his policy? You can't send him anything. He'll send it back to you. You won't get it back. He just throws it out.
Unless it's a painting by Marge Simpson.
Nope. In the garbage. Peace and love. Peace and love. That's what he says. I'm throwing out your fan mail. Sky Dave says, Cheapy, if you're going to praise a racing game, could you please mention if there's excessive rubber banding? Need for Speed Hot Pursuit has to have some of the worst rubber banding I've ever witnessed in a racing game. Makes it almost unplayable. I mean, I've played about 20-something hours of it, I think. And it's pretty playable.
Yeah, fuck you, Scott Dave.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably at the end of the game, and the races are very hard. So he's
upset about it.
I mean, maybe it's almost unplayable to finish, or you know, really difficult to finish. But I don't know. I got a lot of time on that game. B Game 2 says, as of now, Homefront has been receiving some lukewarm reviews, but the amount of press coverage has been much higher than any other THQ game I can remember. Do you think that amount of coverage will be one of those any press is good press situations that leads to significant sales, or do you think that the amount of press coupled with the lukewarm reviews will result in an overall failure? Thanks, guys.
Well, we already made our predictions. I guess we'll find out.
Yep. They said it sold 350,000 copies on the first day, right?
It sold, like, I think, a million copies, they're saying.
Oh. Right. So I already lost my top analyst.
Probably.
Then, didn't I?
We probably both did.
Homefront is probably number one.
It's difficult to say whether it's an overall failure, though, because we don't know how much they spent to develop it and market it.
Right.
Because that marketing budget was huge.
Yes. Yeah, those balloons aren't cheap.
Mm-mm.
Ducci. I'm pronouncing your name Ducci. I don't care what it is. To me, you're Ducci. Cheapy, I'm just wondering how CAG has been doing since adding all the new features and redoing the design. It's a lot different since I first started visiting. I've imagined you invested quite a bit into the site upgrade, has been paying off our visitors and referrals up. The problem with all these new stuff that I mentioned before is that people don't use them. So we have like some cool shit in like in the marketplace and the collection systems. Well, people are actually using the collection systems. It's just really difficult to get people to do things besides just reading and posting in the forums, because that's what people are used to doing when they come on CAG. So, you know, CAG is doing great, but it's just a little frustrating when people don't use this cool shit that we have. So, hope that answers your questions. What else? Hey, Shipwreck. This is from Aetherzog. Help a fellow Cincy boy out. I got a new iPad 2 over the weekend and would love a recap of your favorite iPad games. Thanks, Zog the Mighty.
Anything that's a dollar is pretty good. I don't know. It's all the same stuff that everybody recommends.
Get Collision Effect.
That's a dollar, I hear. I'm going to pick that up right after we get done recording, actually.
Yeah, it's cool.
I like Grim Joggers a lot for the like constant running game. What's the name of that? Battle Heart? Is that the name of it?
Battle Heart, yeah.
Battle Heart's good.
I need cloud saving for iPad, iPhone, because I got Battle Heart on both of them, but I spent an hour and a half playing it on the iPhone, so I don't want to start a new game to play it on the iPad. Same with Infinity Blade. Cloud saving. Thank you.
Or some saving. Something that at least be able to sync it up to your iTunes or whatever.
That should be part of Mobile Me. Apple, are you listening? What else? Is that it? We're done?
I think that's it.
Wombat is still awake, even?
Kinda.
All right. Let's wrap things up. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/cheapassgamer, or CAGcast, or CheapED. There's no Wombat one, though.
There isn't?
I don't know. You got to make it.
Make what?
Make it, dude.
What am I supposed to make now?
A page on Facebook.
I have a Facebook page. Oh, no. You mean like a fan page? Like
yeah.
Oh.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
I can help you with
that.
Okay. Facebook is surprisingly difficult to set that shit up. It's just, it took me forever to make a cheap ass gamer page. It's just very, very difficult. Twitter.com. Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. CheapED. Wombat5277. Shipwreck. Video game deals. UK game deals. Come on. And also review us on iTunes and subscribe to us on iTunes.
And tell a friend about us.
Tell a friend about my penis that is in my back pocket.
If you
right now.
Don't get one friend to listen to the CADcast, you owe us a dollar.
How about you're not allowed to listen next week if you don't get us a friend?
That works too. I prefer the dollar, but you know.
Right. I can't believe neither of you guys knew what Keep on the Borderlands was.
But who cares?
Suck, man.
Whatever.
I'll
check
nerds.
It out. I'll check
you,
it.
You guys ain't nerds.
I'll check it out on the Game Wizard later.
It's not on
Deal Wizard.
It's close. That's
Deal
a close,
Wizard.
That's a close guess, though, actually.
Yes. Deal Wizard.
Okay. Well, then, let's say goodbye. Google. Goodbye.
Bread's done.
It's a Dungeon and Dragons thing? Well, that's because you just need more natural disasters over there, apparently. And Star Wars. That's the name of this one. Oh, geez, I'm still recording. Stop.
Your dungeon master has placed you in a dreadfully precarious position.
You're playing the most phenomenal game ever created.
Your skin grows cold from your first glimpse of an enormous beast.
It's a product of your imagination.
Survival depends on a quick, decisive move.
Your choices are limited.
Stand and fight, or run.
Use your lightning bolt.
Victory is yours.
Win the treasure.
TSR Hobbies.
Dungeons and Dragons games.
Products of your imagination.